Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. On November 2nd, the United States will hold general elections. Americans will vote for national, state, and local representatives. They also will choose a president, as they do every 4 years. Today, we tell about the two major candidates for president.
President George W. Bush is seeking a second term in office. He is the Republican Party candidate. The Democratic Party candidate is John Kerry. He is a member of the United States Senate. Americans in past elections sometimes objected that the major candidates seemed to agree about many issues. Clearly, that is not true this year. George W. Bush and John Kerry each say they can protect Americans from harm and improve the economy. But the two men have very different ideas about how the United States should be governed.
In some ways, the lives of both candidates are similar. Both were born into well-educated families. They had more wealth than average Americans. Mr. Kerry's father was a foreign service officer for the State Department. Mr. Bush's father served 4 years as president. He had been vice president for 8 years and held several other high-level positions in government. George W. Bush and John Kerry attended some of the best schools in the United States. Both men are married and the fathers of two adult daughters. Mr. Bush's wife, Laura, is a former teacher. Mr. Kerry's wife, Teresa, is chairman of two large aid organizations. She accepted the position after her first husband, Senator John Heinz, died in 1991.
George W. Bush was born in the state of Connecticut in 1946. However, he grew up in Texas. He graduated from Yale University in Connecticut. During the Vietnam War, he was a fighter pilot in the Texas Air National Guard. This meant he did not have to fight in Vietnam. Critics have said that Mr. Bush's father helped his son get a position in the Air National Guard. There also are reports that George W. Bush did not complete all his requirements in the National Guard, but he left the service with honor when his term of duty ended. Then he studied business administration at Harvard Business School in Massachusetts.
Mr. Bush returned to Texas and worked in the energy business. He has said he became serious about Christianity during this period. Since then, he says religion has been important in his life. Mr. Bush worked for his father's campaign for president in 1988. Later, George W. Bush became part owner of the Texas Rangers baseball team. He was elected governor of Texas in 1994. 4 years later, he won a second term in office. Mr. Bush was the Republican candidate for president 4 years ago. He defeated Vice President Al Gore in an extremely close, disputed race.
George W. Bush was sworn in as America's 43rd president on January 20, 2001. On September 11th, militants linked to the Al-Qaeda terror group attacked the United States. 3,000 people were killed in the attacks. President Bush said the United States would punish those responsible. He also announced what he called a war against terrorism. The Taliban government in Afghanistan had provided support for Al-Qaeda. The United States military ousted the Taliban and captured suspected Al-Qaeda supporters. President Bush supported creation of the USA Patriot Act. This measure increases the powers of law enforcement and intelligence agencies. Critics say parts of the law violate constitutional guarantees of privacy and fair treatment.
In early 2002, President Bush told Congress that the war against terrorism was just beginning. He said the United States must stop terrorists from possessing chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons. The president criticized three nations, North Korea, Iran, and Iraq. He said they were an axis of evil, arming to threaten the peace of the world. The United States and Britain invaded Iraq and ousted its leader, Saddam Hussein, last year. Mr. Bush said Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and was a threat to the United States. Recently, America's chief weapons inspector reported that no weapons of mass destruction have been found in Iraq. But Mr. Bush says intelligence reports showed enough of a threat to remove Saddam Hussein from power. In June, an American-led coalition gave power to a temporary Iraqi government. Iraq is expected to hold elections in January.
In the United States, one of Mr. Bush's most popular measures has been a temporary cut in federal income taxes. Now, Mr. Bush wants Congress to make the tax cuts permanent. At his urging, Congress passed a health care law for older adults. He says the new law helps 40 million people buy medicines. Congress also approved his program meant to improve education in public schools. Mr. Bush signed an order lifting barriers to ties between the government and organizations established by religious groups. He supports a constitutional amendment to bar marriages between people of the same sex.
Democratic Party candidate John Kerry was born in Colorado in 1943. He completed studies at Yale University in 1966. That year, he joined the United States Navy. Mr. Kerry was wounded and won honors for his service in the Vietnam War. But, like President Bush, Mr. Kerry's military service has been criticized. Some men who served in Vietnam say he lied about some of his actions, but the Navy says it acted correctly in approving and awarding the honors. Mr. Kerry began to question the Vietnam War after his military service ended. He helped lead other former soldiers in opposing America's part in the conflict. He asked Congress, "How do you ask a man to be the last man to die for a mistake?"
John Kerry received a degree in law from Boston College in 1976. He became a lawyer for the Massachusetts state government. Then he served 2 years as lieutenant governor of the state. Mr. Carey was first elected to the United States Senate 20 years ago. He is now serving his fourth term. In the Senate, Mr. Carey has become known for his interest in the environment. For example, he opposes oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. President Bush supports it.
Mr. Carey voted to give President Bush the power to declare war against Iraq. But the senator criticizes the way the Iraqi conflict has been fought. More than 1,000 Americans have died in Iraq since the war started in March of last year. Many Iraqi civilians also have been killed. Mr. Carey talked about the war in Iraq.
You got to be able to look in the eyes of families and say to those parents, I tried to do everything in my power to prevent the loss of your son and daughter. I don't believe the United States did that, and we pushed our allies aside.
President Bush has defended American actions in Iraq. He says they are needed to fight the war against terrorism. The president also has expressed great satisfaction that Iraqis are free of a cruel dictator.
Mr. Carey says the United States should be recovering faster from a period of weak economic activity. He denounces the growth of the national debt under Mr. Bush's leadership. President Bush talked about his economic record.
We delivered historic tax relief, and over the past 3 years, America has had the fastest growing economy in the industrialized world.
President Bush also says he wants young workers to place some of the taxes on their pay in private retirement accounts. John Kerry opposes this idea. Mr. Bush opposes most operations to end pregnancies. Mr. Carey supports a woman's right to have such an abortion. His position is in disagreement with his religious group, the Roman Catholic Church.
Recent public opinion studies show that support is divided evenly between George W. Bush and John Kerry. Experts say the election in November will be very close. Some people say this will be the most important election in recent times.
This program was written by Geraldine Watson and produced by Katie Weaver. Our studio engineer was Tom Verba. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember. Listen again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.